Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 10. This is letter number 3378. Baruch Hashem, the 29th day of Adar Tashrei to us, Brooklyn. This letter is to a woman. And that's why it begins with Bracha v'Shalom. And the Rebbe says, I'm confirming receiving the letter. And the Rebbe says, in which you write that your spirit have improved. Her spirit improved. And the Rebbe says, you know, there is a famous saying that a little bit of light pushes away lots of darkness. Basically, a little bit of a good feeling of a spirit can push away a lot of negativity, a lot of depression, melancholy. You can feel better. So for sure, the Rebbe says, utilize that good improvement of spirit to push away the darkness from the outside and push away the darkness from the outside. So the Rebbe says that not only should you improve your own light, life and light, but you should actually go to the outside and push away some of the darkness of the outside. Because the Torah demands, and it's a Torah's chayim, a Torah of life, that it is an obligation on the person. And it's also a privilege, not only to have light in your own four cubits, but also in your portion in the world. We all have a portion in the world that we need to illuminate, we need to better, we need to fix. And when you fix your own area, this serves as a preparation for the fulfillment of the promise that the entire world will be filled with light. So we are each one doing a little bit light in their own environments, and all those lights combined together, the world prepares for the world to be filled with light. And we can actually see this, a very interesting statement, which is a very short sentence, but really this has a tremendous full lesson. It says that when Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the savior of the Jewish people, took him out of Egypt, right? He is the first redeemer, and he is also the last redeemer, Goel Rishon V'Achron. What happened when he was born? It says, the entire house was filled with light. It wasn't just that he was light, he was shining, and he was great, but the entire house. Rebbe wants to say, the light that you feel in yourself needs to emanate and needs to encompass the entire environment, your whole home, your whole environment needs to be light. Especially, the Rebbe says that these days are in the month of Nisan, and the sages tell us that even one who goes out during the days of Nisan and he sees flowers blooming, trees starting to bloom, you make a blessing to the king of the world. You say a bracha, Shabor by Brias Toivis Vilonis Toivis, that has created good creations and good trees. Now, I think what the Rebbe is saying here, look at that, they actually haven't started yet, the fruit hasn't yet taken, it's going to be later on, but just it begins to flower, it begins to blossom. Already you make the bracha just for the beginning. And the Rebbe wishes her that as the festival of Pesach is about to come, I express my best wishes for a Chag Pesach Kosher V'Sameach to all, a kosher and a happy Pesach to everybody. The Rebbe says, regards and with blessings. So the Rebbe says, as your spirit has become better, go ahead and pass along that spirit to your environment. Increase the light. The Rebbe brings from Moshe Rabbeinu that when he was born, it brought light to the whole home. And the Rebbe says, like the blooming in the month of Nisan, that it's just to start to bloom, you make the bracha to Hashem. There must be a little bit more here that I'm missing over here. The Rebbe concludes with regards and blessing, and he has a note over here, a P.S., that she wrote about the group of Nesheyu Benos Chabad, the Women and Daughters Organization of Chabad. So the Rebbe says, so this is apparently from Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe said, you can connect with my relative, Harav Slonim, and the Rebbe gives her the address, Tzfanya 1 in Yerushalayim, and he will for sure be able to provide you with all the information that you need for that group.